Preparations are already underway for the 2020 census. The once-a-decade counting of the entire U.S. population will take place next year, and every person living in the country is required to be counted. But there could be significant local consequences if Hawaii residents are missed. The U.S. Constitution requires every single person living in the United States to be counted every 10 years. It's called the Enumeration Clause, and the primary purpose is to determine how many seats each state gets in the House of Representatives. But in the modern era, the census count has another significant impact. Federal funding. The federal government sends Hawaii billions of dollars every year for things like healthcare, education, and transportation. Hawaii Senator Brian Schott says much of that hinges on the census.
Probably half of the money that comes into the state of Hawaii is based on a formula per capita. And if they think we've got 1.5 million people and we actually have 1.55 million people, then we're losing a significant percentage of the revenue to which we would be entitled if we completed the count.
Most people will respond to the census using a survey mailed to their homes. In 2020, 68% of Hawaii residents responded that way. Nationwide, it was 74%. But the Constitution requires everyone to be counted. So the Census Bureau will deploy a small army of enumerators who will go door to door on census day. Still, issues like homelessness, immigration status, and language barriers may deter people from responding. So census workers are partnering with local nonprofits to do outreach well before surveys go out. Michelle Kalhane with the Hawaii Community Foundation is helping to coordinate that effort.
Our partners who are reaching some of the most hard-to-count communities are the nonprofits that we work closely with, and we know that they can have a powerful impact on that complete count happening.
Kahane estimates that over 10 years, Hawaii will lose $2 million in federal aid for every 100 people who aren't counted. Even foreign governments are taking an interest. Isabella Silk is the Honolulu Consul General for the Republic of the Marshall Islands.
During the last census, there's a lot of information that was being provided to a lot of our citizens that was misinformed regarding the confidentiality of the questions. And also, we want to ensure that the brochures and everything that is provided to them, it's also available in the Marshallese language.
The physical census form will only be printed in English and Spanish, but the online questionnaire will be available in 12 non-English languages. Locally, the state government's census outreach guide will be translated into 12 Hawaii-specific languages, including Marshallese. But other issues remain. Congress still has to pass an appropriation bill to fund the census. And in a letter, Senator Brian Schatz asked social media companies like Google, Facebook, and Twitter for help in controlling the spread of misinformation ahead of the count. A separate effort is underway by the Census Bureau. Schatz said he expects an initial answer by the end of the month. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.